This podcast may contain language that is not appropriate for all listeners. And a side note, we are actually not doing a Hallmark movie today. This is going to be a kiss and tell, really, really short, informative, what's going on with us bonus episode. Are you ready for one dry kiss? Or are you ready for kiss and tell?
Ooh, nice.
But I'm ready for one dry kiss or kiss and tell, whatever. Maybe one dry kiss with a little tongue.
Oh, no, no, we're not tonguing each other, sorry.
Not each other, maybe the audience. Maybe giving a little bit more to the audience.
Yeah, we are giving more tongue to the audience because this is a bonus episode. So yes, we're moving our tongue more because of that.
We can do whatever we want because we are not confined by the boundaries of Hallmark.
Okay, so gentle listeners, Tamara and I wanted to fill you in on what has been going on for us the past couple of months, because we've been kind of going through it.
Yeah, there's been a little change in tempo and temperature in some of our episodes, and it wasn't that we were not trying, it's just that some other exterior things were going on, and I've said it to you. And I don't think it's that our episodes are worse for it. They're just different. And we notice a difference. And you're just like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, but I notice a difference. And sometimes when I listen to them later and think about it, I'm like, I can see why there might have been undercurrents going that changed it, not to make it worse, just to make it different.
Mm-hmm. We do this podcast. We work full time, or I work close to full time. And in June 1st, my sister died, and she had been living with me at my apartment since the pandemic. And it was very sudden and very unexpected. And she died of a deep vein thrombosis. And since June 1st, we have still maintained our recording schedule. But during that time, Tamara came up immediately when my sister died and came up to spend time with me, which impacted our personal recording schedule and our buffer. And as well as me having to spend extra time dealing with things having to do with my sister and her estate and her property and everything like that.
And the whole shit show that's dealing with somebody dying.
Yeah.
And her name was Bridget Edding. You've probably heard us mention Bridget in quite a few of the earlier episodes because she was a really big, true supporter of what we were doing.
Yeah. She was like one of our biggest cheerleaders, and she was one of the first people who reviewed us, but she was like, I want to listen to everything so I can just say that I pitched it all. The night before she died, she was like, I'm so excited to go to work tomorrow because I'm going to be listening to your episode on the way in because we're dropping a new episode. I obviously miss her for other big reasons than her support of the podcast.
A lot of people said that Curran and her sister Bridget could have been twins because they looked alike. They both loved music. They both had the greatest sense of humor. And I also just want to say that it's really brave that you're sharing this with everybody because understandably you want it to be private and have your space to mourn and process and go through your feelings. So I'm very glad that you're sharing this with everybody.
Well, I just, you know, all throughout this, we've been pushing and we've been keeping on recording and we're going to continue keeping on recording. But one of the reasons why I actually wanted to do this was because our episode that is going to launch on Tuesday will likely still launch on Tuesday, but it may be a little bit late. Because in addition to me going through all of that, and I'm very fortunate to have like supportive friends and family, and you know, my parents are, they lost a daughter, which is also hard. And so I've been trying to spend more time with them and be supportive. In addition to all of that, Tamara's also been going through some fun stuff, too.
Before I deep dive into all my feels, I just want to also say that this podcast has also kept us very much together in close touch with each other. I don't know if some people might not understand why we didn't just take a break and shelf it for a little while, but it's actually brought me and Corinne so much closer and has been a welcome distraction kind of from everything that's been going on in both of our worlds.
And I also do want to say too, in a little tribute to Bridget, that this podcast, like in this form, when Tam and I were going to be podcasting regardless, we've been bandying about different ideas and we've been trying different things, but this particular podcast wouldn't exist if it weren't for Bridget, because during the pandemic, my sister and I started watching a lot of Hallmark movies together. Over the Christmas season, like November to December, we watched over 100 Christmas Hallmark movies. We started watching Hallmark movies in July, during Christmas in July of last year. And I turned to my sister one day and I said to her, you know, if we were going to do a podcast, we would watch Hallmark movies and we would talk about them and it would be called One Dry Kiss. And she laughed and I said, but we couldn't do a podcast because our voices are too similar to each other. Because our voices were like you couldn't tell the difference if you were in a different room.
Yes, I am so glad that they eradicated house phones for the most part, because I would call your place and have a full-on conversation with Bridget for a couple of minutes before I realized, oh, this isn't Corinne. Sorry. Can I speak to Corinne, please?
One Dry Kiss came about in part due to the pandemic and in part due to my sister.
And then Tamara got on board.
Yes, because I was like, sorry, Bridge, you're out. Tamara's in.
And thankfully so. Well, all of that hot mess was going on. Hold on a minute. I don't want to cry on mine. I'm not going to cry.
That really worked well for me. So
I know, right? I'm like, I'm going to do better. But shortly before Bridget passed away, I ended.
You're going to cry too.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Do it.
I ended an 18-year relationship. And I got a new apartment, hence the sirens in the background.
There was the sirens in the background of our last, of Cross Country Christmas, too, from your place.
There?
Yeah,
oh,
from your place in Hollywood, so.
Yay, everywhere I go, hear the sirens. Yeah, well, I'm in a new apartment because I left an 18-year relationship with my significant other, Dan. I shared a little bit. You probably heard me mention him in some previous episodes, because he loved to cook, he loved football, and he was a great guy, but we just weren't great together. And I finally figured that out and decided to end it. It might have been Hallmark movies. I don't know. He wasn't a Hallmark guy. I'm just, you know, watching these, I'm like, you know what?
Let's blame it on Hallmark.
Blame it on the Hallmark. No, it was a long time coming, and it was for years. It started to get progressively worse, and there was a lot of indicators along the way that I think let me know that I was making the right decision. For example, I mean, I don't want to use your sister as an example of why my relationship was destined not to be. But when you called me and you said, you know, this happened.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want me to come? And you said, I don't want to be selfish, but yes. And I said, I'm dropping everything and I'm on my way. And I don't think if I was still with Dan in the capacity that we were, that I would have made that decision that way. I would have taken him into consideration. Is he going to be mad? Is he going to be okay? I'm probably going to have to, you know, he would have been fine with it, but it wouldn't have been like, I'm doing this and because I need to do this and I want to do this.
Yeah.
There would have been kind of a curve to it before I got to that point. And so that was one of the things, like I wasn't making enough room in my life for myself and the things that I wanted to do.
Yeah. That can be really hard.
Yeah. And so that's when I finally decided, like, I have other things going on. I have this podcast. I have all you millions of viewers out there. I mean, all you millions of listeners out there that count on us every week. I think a big part of that too was not due solely to this podcast, and it wasn't due solely to Hallmark movies, but just the realization that I wanted to do more than I was doing. And I was being a little hampered by what was going on in my relationship. I wish Dan the best, and we still are on very good terms. Well, for the most part, with all things considered. We do still share Melody the pod dog. So it's been an adjustment, much like Corinne's going through too, and a lot of changes and a lot of things to process.
And so this weekend has been a big weekend because my sister died. And basically, I'm accusing Tamara of killing her off, but you know, whatever.
Thank you, Bridget, because I have a beautifully furnished apartment now with all of your things.
My sister died in the most Bridgety way possible. She died at like the first of the month. She had all of her stuff packed in a storage space. Many otherwise weird loose ends were tied up because of all of that. Tam was able to come down and pick up a lot of my sister's really nice, like, household stuff, which is great because it's going to somebody else that I love.
Yeah. And it was also such a nice thing to be able to tell Dan, you can have all that stuff.
Yeah.
We don't need to fight over it.
Yeah.
Like, you keep this. I'm okay because
I got better stuff.
Yeah, amen to that.
When my sister moved in for a while, she was sleeping on an air mattress. And like after breaking three of them, she finally went along with my diabolical plan to get this kind of Murphy bed cabinet for her to sleep in. And it made her super duper happy. And it was really cute.
Now it's making me super duper happy.
Yes.
So very cute.
When Tam came up and visited me after my sister died, she got to sleep in said bed. And I was like, hey, look, if you end up moving out, you can have the bed if you want. And she was like, yes. And so this past Tuesday, when we typically record, a friend of my sister and her husband's helped to move the bed out of my apartment down a flight of steps and into the storage space. And it's a solid wood thing, so it's not light.
It was a pain in the ass.
Tam knows she got it up, back up the stairs into her apartment.
I have never been so fit in my life after the last couple of days of moving.
And seeing my living space without that in there was really, like, really hard and really sad. That was my Tuesday, which I don't work on Tuesdays. And so that was a day where I typically spend most of my day working on podcast stuff. And then on this Friday, I went into work early in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I picked up the trailer from Treasure Island in San Francisco.
A really common place to get a rental. Yep. I've heard of it. They've got nice facilities in Treasure Island. Right in the middle of the bay between Oakland and San Francisco is where you should pick up your U-Haul and all the accessories you need.
The guy who was working there, he was like, you are so nice and chill. He's all, not to say anything out of turn, but Treasure Island's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle. And he's like, there's a lot of druggies that are like trying to rent stuff from us.
That's probably because he asked if you had driven a trailer before. And what did you tell him, Corinne?
I said, yes, they say you can't drag race them, but I know how to make it work.
I would have liked you to if I was that guy.
So I picked up the trailer. I drove to the airport and I picked up Tam with the trailer on the back of the car.
And it's, if you need to get a trailer at Treasure Island. And if you need to pick up your friend from an airport, please do it while you're hauling a trailer in the very busy airport in Oakland where you have to maneuver through traffic, pedestrians, and cops telling you to move your car.
And then we went to my sister's storage space. We looked through a bunch of boxes of stuff, and Tam had pangasms.
Gosh, that is something I hope I never hear again, but it's true.
She saw the pots and pans, and she was like, oh, and then I'm like, but look at this box of pots and pans.
To be fair, you said your sister does not cook a lot, so those are like almost brand new and pristine, and they are very nice, good quality pots and pans. I like to cook. I'm sorry, I got excited.
And so she had a bunch of like useful and cute stuff. It makes me so happy to see somebody using them who appreciates them and will break them just like my sister did and just like I would.
Bite your tongue. I know how to use a pot and pan.
I'm not saying you're going to break a pot and pan. You That's just said really break hard. It. Oh. I'm talking about like bowls and stuff like that. I mean, it just happens. It's life.
Opa!
Yes, exactly. Friday, we drove down to my parents' house and we spent the night at my parents' house. And Tam was like, so we're just going to get up and leave in the morning.
And Corinne said, you really think my dad's going to let that happen? Because Corinne's dad shows his love through cooking. And of course, she said, we're thinking about getting up early at such and such time and leaving. And her dad was true to form. Do you guys want some breakfast or should I make you something? Or what would you like to do tomorrow? He had like this hopeful look in his eye. We're like, breakfast, please. That would be nice. Okay, I'm going to make eggs and put some tomato and cheese. And do you want toast? And he just like, he lit up a little bit. It was really cute.
Yeah. And
I do have to also give a shout out to your parents, the Eddings, because they were kind enough to pay for the trailer that took all of their deceased daughter's things from her storage and drove it clear halfway across California for me.
Yeah.
Which when Corinne told me that, I was in tears and I was like, I can't believe they did that. And she's like, you are family.
Yes.
And we're going to call you Bramara from now on, which is Bridget and Tamara smooshed together. And I was like, perfect. I'm all for that.
She's getting her name changed soon. So just don't be surprised if there's a different name for the co-host.
I don't know about that. I'm okay with the family. It's a familial name that's going to stay a familial name, not a legal name.
So we drove out in the morning and we drove all night.
Oh my gosh. Is this Obsessed with Disappeared?
Obsessed with Disappeared. Thanks, Obsessed with Disappeared. There. And then, what did we do on Saturday all day long?
Swept boxes and moved shit.
Yes.
And we had so much help. I was very thankful for all the people that stepped up and wanted to come and help out. And I had to turn people away. And then I was very sad that I had turned these people away because the trailer that we had, the door jammed. And we had to turn around and return it at another lovely U-Haul facility. We took it to one. They couldn't fix it. We took it to the place we were originally going to return the Treasure Island one back at in Linwood, and they couldn't fix it either, so we had to get a substandard trailer, and it killed a good probably hour and a half of our time, and we lost a lot of our help because they couldn't just stand around and watch us exchange things.
But the substandard trailer ended up being a blessing in disguise because it was longer than our initial trailer. And that way we could fit Gigantor, the couch.
The heaviest goddamn couch in the world.
Oh my God. That couch is the heaviest couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like weigh 100 plus, but I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's more than 100, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can pick up 100, no problem. Yeah. This one is like 250 pounds. And it's a recliner couch, so I'm pretty sure most of the frame is metal. Hence the heavier side, hence the heavier weight.
So we got into LA in the afternoon around 4, and we were moving until about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we had a long day on Saturday.
Now we are recording this to you amidst boxes and furniture and pots and pans, really nice pots and pans that are scattered about.
Yes. And I'm driving back up to Oakland today.
After she drops me off at the Burbank airport to pick up my car.
The Friday that I usually spend editing, the Saturday that I usually spend editing, the Sunday that I usually spend editing are completely gone.
Are you kidding, Corinne? You couldn't have squeezed it in amidst all that stuff? We could have done something maybe while we were driving the 7 hours from
San Francisco. Well, I was driving the car and like also editing at the same time.
I believe in you. You could do it. You're a superwoman.
I did do a little bit of editing at her house.
God. Is that why your eyes were off the road for so long? Oh, at your house. Okay.
No, at your house.
What you did. You kept ducking away and I kept finding you on your computer.
And I tried to do most of it during the week, which is a little difficult due to my schedule, but I did do some and I have a little bit left to go.
Basically, this is a sorry we're late, but there were some other things going on. We hope you understand.
Yes. I only had a sister who died, and you only had a lifelong relationship, you know. And,
yeah. No biggie.
No big changes going on here. So thank you so much for listening to us and our show. We appreciate it a lot.
So much.
We share a little bit during our regular recordings, but we wanted to take this time out to just be like, one, hey, here's why we're a little late, because we've had the shit continually hitting the fan for the past 2 months, and we've been keeping on trucking.
Yeah.
It's been hard, and I gotta say, though, the podcast, like Tam said, it's been a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's had us talking in ways that we haven't really talked with each other before. We're communicating on a regular basis because I don't do communication for the most part. So if we weren't doing the podcast, it'd be months when we wouldn't be talking with each other, even though Tamara's one of the closest people in my life. And
proof of that is that we moved across half the state of California together and worked our asses off for the last 2 days and didn't kill each other or even get into an argument.
I know. There were no hair pulling fights. There was a fun little jello wrestling moment, but we're not going to go into that.
Yeah, that was only for our new neighbors that I needed to, you know, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. I'm here. Hi, neighbors. Enjoy our jello wrestling in the courtyard in front of our apartment, my new apartment.
Do you have any last words of wisdom?
Yes, in spite of everything, we would still love your reviews. Follow us on Twitter, the Gmail, the Instagram. And if you have anything you'd like to say, please reach out to us at onedrykiss@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah. And we bid you adieu with one dry kiss.
Mwah.
Bye-bye. Bye.